This is East Carolina All-American Bryant Packard, and we're talking Pirate Baseball and the Sports Objective.
You're watching Extra Innings, presented by PGXGloves.com on The Sports Objective. Join us every Sunday night on Facebook Live, our YouTube channel, and X as we talk East Carolina baseball. Land lies the previous week while also taking a look at what lies ahead. Now, let's talk Pirate baseball.
All right, welcome in to Extra Innings, brought to you by our good friends at PGXGloves.com. As the Pirates, as you know by now, we lost on Monday at the Greenville Regional. And so we're going to look back at, if you want to talk about that, obviously the transfer portal has been kind of busy this week for the Pirates. And obviously what's next for Pirate baseball? We'll look ahead to 2025, and it's you and me tonight. Fellas are off tonight, so we'll take your questions and comments, obviously, in the chat. And if you have anything to add, then certainly do. But the Pirates obviously finished the year, the 2024 campaign, 46-17. That was 19-8 overall in the conference. They lost obviously on Monday, so the losing streak is one. 29-6, not too bad at home. 13-9 away, and of course the neutral site at 4-2. And if you're looking back at the Greenville Regional, we'll go ahead and start doing that again. Put your questions and comments. You can do that in the chat, and we'll get to that in just a second. We'll welcome a lot of our great friends around the Pirate Nation. But obviously, the Greenville Regional started out tough on Friday afternoon, the Friday matinee, if you will, of the Greenville Regional, as the Pirates go down 4-1 to Evansville. The number four seed shocked the number one Pirates, the home team, and that was kind of tough. But then Saturday, the noon game, the high noon, as the Pirates taking on Wake Forest, they get a big win, 7-6. That ninth inning was wild and crazy, as you may remember. On Sunday, that meant that we had the elimination game with VCU. We get a big win, 10-7, as the Pirates get a big victory there over the Rams. And then Sunday night, we had to come back a couple hours later, Evansville, and a huge win. Pirates laid on the port on the runs, 19-6. And then, of course, on Monday, what a disappointment there is. There was a three-run homer for Wyatt Lunsford Schenkman, and that just really, I think the Pirates were up, 5-3, and that made it 6-5, and we just couldn't get over that hump like we thought that we would. The Evansville is taking on Tennessee. If you're watching live tonight, then definitely that's going on right now. We'll give you an update in just a second. But anyway, welcome into the show. And again, presented by PGXGloves.com. Go there for all your golf needs, maybe golf gloves. You have a football player at home, or maybe your grandson or nephew, whatever. Go to PGXGloves.com. We'll start off with hello to Elliot. Elliot is here, and he said, evening, Dave. I'm proud we almost won that last game. Can you tell us the major players who've entered the transfer portal and what we should look for in the portal? And he says, thanks. Well, obviously, it looks like there was no secret that the Pirates losing Zach Root was obviously huge. It looks like there's rumors going around. I'll just say that I haven't heard any more. If you guys have, let me know. Rumor going around now that he's going to end up with Link Jarrett at Florida State. And it looks like NIL. So there was nothing we really could do there to change things. Obviously, when it comes to the other players, Bristol Carter, another one that left, looks like he has a different philosophy of how he wants to play. And so he ends up, he's put his name in the transfer portal. We'll look at all the ones, like I said, that did that. But we talked about Luke. Oh, here's another one. Just thinking about Luke Nowak. Surprise for that's two outfielders we thought we would have next year that we don't. So that's surprising, obviously. And, it's one of those things that It happens, right? It happens. Cam Clonch, the senior first baseman, he's entered the portal. We told you about Zach Rook, Luke Nowak. Previously, freshman infielder Isaac Armstrong and pitcher Parker Thomas. A lot of the folks that you're hearing the names were probably going to enter anyway. And so we just wanted to let you know. We'll talk more about that, and you can put more guys. Maybe we're hearing rumors of other people. We'll see how that goes, but I'm not going to speculate on those names, but because that nothing's happened over the last couple of days, and I don't want to be one of those guys that spread rumors when nothing that hasn't happened yet. Justin Butts, good evening. What's up, dude? How you doing? And definitely love Justin and JR. What's up, guys? Hey, JR, you are the best. Appreciate it very much. Shill Powell, hello, buddy, from the Queen City. We'll catch up sometime soon. Been a busy weekend, obviously, with the kids and everything. Let's see. Elliot says, so I'm hoping we are looking for some great players to come to ECU for baseball. Absolutely. If you know anything about Jeff Palumbo and obviously Cliff Godwin, Austin Knight, that whole crowd, they're always looking for talent. And I've been hearing, I don't know about you guys, but you guys are maybe closer to the program than I am, but I'm hearing a lot of the freshman pitchers, that freshman class is maybe a spin. I've had some friends say David's spin, but they're saying that the freshman class coming in, Cliff Godwin is very excited about. So maybe there's some players that said, hey, I'm probably not going to get the playing time, or I don't like what's going on in Greenville, and they put their name in the transfer portal. That's totally their prerogative, they to do that. I just want, my basic thing now is I've moved on from the shock of the transfer portal, covering it as we have. Now it's a matter of what's next for Pirate Baseball. So if you want to put in your comments, your questions in the inbox, it's just you and me tonight. But guys are off tonight, so very busy, obviously, with a lot of things going on. So we'll have them back very, very soon. All right, let's see. Shill Powell, great question. He wants to know about the Pirates Unite baseball expansion. He says, any update on the expansion down the third baseline, Dave? Actually, great question, Shill. Yes, the good news is you're a money guy. Shill is a lot smarter than I'll ever be. In fact, everybody watching and listening are smarter than I'll ever be. But I do know, even though I'm not a numbers guy, you're looking at right now around roughly $500,000. And considering a $7 million project that we've had to raise, you're looking at roughly $500,000. So we are very, very close, a lot closer than $7 million, shall we say, to the finish line. And my projection, I'm going to say, I don't know anything, but if I had to guess, an uneducated, notice this is not a rumor, just speculation on my part, an uneducated guess, I would say that my expectations is that we will start breaking ground in sometime early 25. And that's very possible. You're looking at right now live on June the 9th. So on Sunday night, I think that's totally doable. $500,000 between now and then. You break ground sometime in the winter of 25. You know, it's not like we have to raise $7 million between now and then. $500,000. I think we can do that. So yes, Shell. And then people always combine two of the biggest projects of Pirates Unite, the $60 million campaign for capital campaign for the facilities. And the you're looking at about $3 million is what we owe now, another great number for the indoor practice facility. So we need to make sure, if you've seen some other places that they don't have quite the facility, shall we say, and I won't name their names because I'm not putting them down. I think it's imperative that we get it right the first time and don't build something that's 50% or 25% of what we would really want. We've worked really hard, and a lot of great donors, man, a lot of great Pirates have stepped up. So anyway, let's go to Robert. What's up, Robert? Got a chance to hang out with him. He's the best last week. Hey, Dave, have the Summer League rosters been announced? Thank you. I've heard some players. I was trying to remember the player now that's going to play for the Yard Gnomes. There's one player, I believe, off the top of my head. Help me out, those that Johnny Robertson, Justin Elliott, Shell, If you guys know, you guys have may have paid closer attention between work, being a town commissioner, a dad, where this last week of school, baseball, softball, it's been very good. And there's my buddy right there, Josh Thomas. Thank you, man. Corey Costello. Corey Costello will be playing for the Yard Gnomes this summer. So there you have it. I knew that I would have somebody in the audience. But as Josh, I was getting ready to say thank you, Josh. He's not a Pirate anymore, though. He is in the transfer portal, the freshman. I guess he wanted more playing time. I don't know that it's necessarily. And I actually had an inside source that said that basically what it comes down to, and I don't know if you guys have heard this, that these guys are saying, hey, if we're number 15 in the nation, I should go to the top conference in baseball, that being the SEC, and I'll get paid. I don't know if there's any truth to that, but I have heard that. And some for some Pirates, that would make sense. Others, it may just be simply philosophy on how to play, or they want playing time. So it's a different era. It's something that is kind of shocking because it's not something as we're used to as Pirates. So we'll see. We'll have to wait and see how that's going to turn out. But certainly it'll be cool. I know that Parker Byrd, he's going to be, as you guys know, we've known that for a few months now. He'll be with the New Bern Southpaws. And certainly that'll be great. We'll see that. He wants to play with Abbott is what I just got that. Abbott and Costello. Okay, nice, Craig. I appreciate that. It may be true. Who's on first? That's the way it feels like right now, like a joke when it's not a joke when it comes to the transfer portal and NIL. For sure. Thanks again to our good friends at pgxgloves.com. Go there. And in fact, my kids, I think I've bought now 3 pairs each over the last couple of years for Alex and Mackenzie, my son and daughter. And man, that those gloves are not only great quality, they still have them, but also they really pop. The kids really like them. They're not just basic gloves. They actually look good and they're durable. So if you get a chance, check that out. Another question from Elliot. Dave, how does Team Boneyard determine where the money goes between baseball, football, and basketball? You may not know, but I cannot find how the money is divided out. From my understanding, and we'll have to get, hold on a second, let me go back to Elliot's question. My understanding is the most of the money off the top of my head, what I remember, will go to football. You got some for basketball. By the way, you want to change the culture in Greenville as far as basketball? Give more money. And for baseball, if you want to take our program to the next level, the 23club.org, you can actually give, check this out, $23 a month is less than now the top level of Netflix is $24 a month for multiple screens with my whole family watching, and we don't want to watch the same thing. So it's less than Netflix now to help out the baseball program. So that's pretty cool. All right, let's see here. Josh is saying, I heard that a couple of the guys that went into the portal want more playing time, so will likely transfer down to get more time on the field. That's true. You can transfer down, Josh. Great point there, for sure, to get more playing time, like division, I guess that would be 2. So let me go back here. Shell, also heard we landed Johnny Williams as a receiver yesterday for 2025. He can fly, longtime recruit. Absolutely. I believe you're right. And that's for football, obviously. Let's see here. Isn't there another fundraiser also to give to? Basically, it's Team Boneyard for the NIL. And then you have the, I guess, a spinoff for just baseball only is 23 Club Baseball. Again, 23club.org is what I'm trying to say for baseball. All right. Craig says, Josh, thanks again for the hospitality during the regional. Appreciate you. Those guys and ladies out in left field, they do it better than anybody, for sure, when it comes to the jungle. Johnny Robertson, Ethan Norby, let's see, Colby Wallace, Walker Barron, and Nick Parham are all signed to the Charlottesville Tom Sox of the Valley League, and that's up in the neck of the woods for JR. So, you're going to have a lot of Pirates up there, JR, for sure. Let's see. Josh Thomas says you can designate when giving to Team Boneyard where your money will go. Thank you for that good point. And let's see. He says, okay, I understand. Thanks. Josh says, anytime, brother. And then Robert Matthews, I still don't understand the Cam Klontz deal. He's a senior, but he's trying to play in a lower division. Well, Robert, he actually is trying to see if he can get another year of eligibility. That 21 campaign, I think he may have a shot at it. We'll see. The NCAA, man, it's just roll of the dice right now. It's such a gamble. I would hate to predict, yes, he's going to get it or no, he's not. But if he does get the year of eligibility, my understanding is he would have to go to drop down to that. So anyway, that's for sure. All right, let's see. Elliot says, he donates, I guess, $50 a month to NIL. Thank you for Team Boneyard. I'm in the same boat there, Elliot. And Shell says, Colby Wallace is a stud. And that's in capital. So I guess that means he really is a stud if it's in capital letters for that word. So yeah, Colby Wallace is a very special player. And that's the one thing I want to say to Pirate Nation is it was some of the guys leaving the portal, some rumored that we haven't seen is shocking. But at the end of the day, it's not your daddy or granddaddy's college baseball anymore. So I think maybe I'm wrong on this. I want to get you guys to chime in, the men and women listening and watching right now. I believe that college baseball, we've seen more of an effect because we are a top 15 program and we're seeing more of an effect of the NIL and transfer portal than the other sports. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but I guess it's more shocking because you have great players and you're like, wait a minute, why is Zach Root leaving us and why did he stay out all that time? Maybe it's not true, but a lot of people, the conspiracy was that he's holding out for NIL money and, you know, rightfully so. If he can make more money at Florida State is a good program. They have a lot of tradition. They've got a great coach now who's really, really got resources like you would not believe, and they have money at Florida State. So we're going to have to, in order just to be relevant, we're going to have to step up our game. And 23club.org, I think they've raised like 50 grand, maybe more, but they actually are just starting. They're relatively new for the spinoff, so it's not like they're not having success. They're brand new. So let's check back in 6 months or a year, and I think you're going to see that number really expand. And again, you can give any amount you want and make sure that's helping out our baseball team. And I tell you what, I can't wait to see where that program's going. And again, as far as 23club.org, the NIL part for baseball, we'll have to check that out. Just want to get your thoughts overall on the, I guess I'll put it out there for everybody. What is your thoughts on the 24 campaign? Obviously, the season is disappointing. But again, how many teams can say they won the regular season? How many teams can say they hosted a regional? They won over 40 games. They had a lot of great things happen. We just fell short when we needed to really step up when it comes to the game on Monday. It, you know, it's one of those things that's like Jim McKay said with Wild War Sports and ABC, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. And man, it was definitely agony on Monday afternoon after that game about the 4 o'clock hour. It really, to say it, you know, stung, it really did. And I just feel bad for the players that won't be able to play anymore, the coaches that put so much time, the staff. You know, we as fans will be back next year. We're going to be back in the stadium right behind me, in the jungle right near me. As you see the picture there right behind me, we'll be there for sure. But a lot of those players, the Jacob Starlings of the world, those guys won't be back. They'll be back maybe as a fan and a spectator, but not on the field. And there's so many great players that over the years that do that. So, and Elliot says, donate, in my opinion. Absolutely. Everybody, that's the way. If you're hurting right now and you're like me, and man, this weekend's been tough because I really thought, maybe it's bad for me to say, but I really thought we were headed to Knoxville and a lot of us will be taking that drive on I-40 and headed to Knoxville. It just didn't happen. So, you know, it's life goes on, and it's amazing. Josh Thomas says, watching that Evansville has been what Evansville has been doing in Knoxville, while it stings, I don't feel as bad. They were likely one of the best four seeds in the tourney. I couldn't have said it better, Josh. I think you're absolutely right, spot on. You know, we knew that the Greenville Regional was very underrated because they were not talking about how good the three seed, you know, VCU. Look at Wake Forest, the whole month of April, pretty much. I know down the stretch they struggled, but man, in the month of April, they were the number one team in the country. Then you have that four seed Evansville who knocks off Indiana State in the Missouri Valley there at that tournament. And, man, that's great. But anyway, can't they email, call, or send a letter to the alumni? I guarantee you more money would be raised. That's a good question. I think not to beat up on anyone. But, you know, it's like Elliot says, tell people how important it is to give. Absolutely. We try to do that on the show because ultimately this show is, I think, maybe I'm biased, but one of the hosts of the show, you know, the other guys would probably hopefully would agree with me that we're obviously saying a lot that the fans would like to say. And we give you a chance to do that right here in the chat. And in fact, Shell says it great. Trust in Cliff. He does it the right way. We will be fine. Absolutely. Some of these pitchers and players we have in the freshman class, plus what we have coming back. And then when you look at the transfer portal, I think when it's all said and done, when you look at the program, you look at the culture that Cliff and Jeff Palumbo and everybody has created there, and more recently in the last few seasons with Alston Knight, you're going to see it's not Dave like being in denial. I would tell you if we were struggling for next year, I tell you, I would be honest. If not, there would be no reason for you to watch, right? There'd be no reason for you to listen. All the people that say they listen while they're outside doing yard work or they're taking a long trip. Maybe they're a trucker and they're driving across country and they need something to be able to keep them in touch with Pirate Nation. That's what this show is all about. So, yeah, the show is the sports objective and we have to be objective. And sometimes that's not easy. But I will tell you, having said that, look at all the positives. And that's what we have to do. It's so easy when things don't go our way. And after all, look, we're Pirates. This is just a small storm. It feels like forever. The good news is we'll have fall ball, and then it'll be the hot stove time when we're really things are starting to get cooking about the season. And so I'm not worried about the program at all. I would be the first to tell you. And look, we get grief on and off the air all the time for our opinions. They're just opinions, right? Sometimes we have the facts. Sometimes it's just opinion. And I will tell you, I really don't know. It's a guess. And that's the only thing that you can do is to make those distinctions is the word I'm looking for. So whatever you got on your mind tonight, we'd love to hear from you. And again, the guys, some of them will join us. But right now, it's all you. You're the star of the show tonight as we take your questions and comments. And we'll definitely talk about what we think. Obviously, 2025, you know, you've got Norby. We got a lot of great guys back, as we talked about earlier. Colby Wallace, Walker Barron, the catcher. A lot of great players are going to be back for next year. And, you know, just because they enter the portal, maybe some of them still come back. We don't know about how the draft is going to go for some players, but we'll see. We'll see. You know, as Johnny says, Costello that went into the portal, I think you're saying Johnny G, that you think maybe he's coming back. I don't know if that's what you were saying, but certainly that would be nice. Some of these guys, maybe they're just testing the waters out. I don't know. But I don't feel, you know, it's one of those things, the way things are now. I'm not going to make them bad guys. If they want to test the waters out and see how things go, so be it. We have plenty of players, and this sounds arrogant and cocky, conceited. It's not meant to be. But we have plenty of players that want to be players for the Pirates and not just any old players. They're very good players. And when you look at our recruiting coordinator and Jeff Palumbo, that guy proves time and time again, he easily could get a great job in coaching, but he loves being in East Carolina. I know his family does. He loves working with Cliff, and they all want to get to Omaha. There's nobody that wants to get to Omaha more than Cliff Godwin. I was thinking about watching that game yesterday, the Evansville, Tennessee game. As you guys, a lot of you know, they actually are, if you know that Cliff Godwin made the last out in the Super Regional against Tennessee in 2001, his senior year. He said it before. He wants to, obviously, to go to Omaha. Once he gets to Omaha, he's not going to wear 23 anymore. He'll have another number. People are talking about, you know, Cliff Godwin. Is he going to South Carolina? Pretty much, if you know Cliff Godwin, he's extremely loyal. Ole Miss and LSU are the only two jobs that I know of, unless I think things are pretty good with the administration with Cliff Godwin. It would have to be something crazy like that where things were just deteriorating as far as relationships. And let me say, I know nothing about that. I think all I've ever heard is everybody gets along, so that's not an issue. I'm just saying that if he ever left and it wasn't those two jobs, it would have to be something like that. Or maybe if he were older and he says, hey, I'm tired of coaching, I want to retire, maybe I want to do something else. But I don't see Cliff Godwin, as much as he loves baseball, I think he'll be with East Carolina or somehow, some way involved in baseball. And later down the line, many years to come, I'd like to see him be the AD at ECU for sure. All right, let's see here. Shell says, hopefully JJC, good old JC, comes back. I wish him the best for the draft, but he is my favorite player. He is a Pirate for sure. And you're absolutely right. You know, he says, you know, he, after his junior year, this has always been a dream to go to Major League Baseball, the show. And that's obvious. How many kids would love to be on a little league team and say, one day I'm going to be in Major League, in the major leagues, in the show. Let's see. Josh says, Josh Thomas, the kids coming in so far are studs. Some of them might not pan out, but what I love about Cliff, he doesn't rebuild, he reloads. Absolutely, Josh. You know, this is it's one of those things that if we were struggling from time to time, but if you look at our season, we had another great season. It's just not what we wanted because we want to go to Omaha and we want to win it all. And that's great that we're upset because that means we care. We're not casual just showing up to a baseball game to hang out. We are hanging out, but we ultimately, we're all there for our Pirates to win and hopefully watching them win. JR says, we have a bunch of talent coming in next season, not including what they will get from the portal. Sawyer, a local kid, will be a fan favorite. I understand. I believe JR, isn't he the great pitcher that RV and different ones have said to watch out for? I think that's right. But anyway, Sawyer, a real deal, and definitely going to be a local kid that wants to be a Pirate. Just like the stock value of Dixon Williams, man, is incredible. By the way, Elliot Jameson, give us the update. Thank you, Elliot. Tennessee 5-1 in the fourth inning. So whoever wins this game, obviously going to Omaha. And man, Tennessee has been a juggernaut here lately when it comes to college baseball and getting to the College World Series. Except for a couple years ago, it was a big disappointment. Otherwise, they pretty much have been, in recent years, one of the teams that you can really count on to go to Omaha. So have there been, here's another question outside of our regional. Have there been surprises for you in the supers? Maybe there's some super discussion going on now that you're like, wow, I didn't see that one coming. And we'll take a look at the scores in just a little bit. And maybe there's some scores you want to put in the questions and comments, or maybe somebody that's won their series going to Omaha that you would like to talk about. Or maybe predictions on who you think. We can do that for sure. We're going to take a look at the scores as promised around the nation and around the 8 super regionals for sure. And we can do that for you. We'll try to get that for you in just a second. But anyway, a great time to be a Pirate. I think, obviously, like we said, very frustrating. I know that we're tired of hearing about, we have the most regional appearances without having the trip to Omaha. And that's really, really hard. But you know what? I'm proud of this program. And right now, 5-1, Tennessee over Evansville in the fourth. We have Oregon over, it's the top of the third. Oregon's over Texas A&M, 5-1 right now. How about Florida over Clemson? And Florida wins the series. Florida, a team that we said, hey, I don't think that they should go be actually in the tournament. Here they are. And there were some that said, watch out for the Gators. People in Gainesville are very happy, obviously, right now. In Raleigh, man, what a difference a day makes in a game, as yesterday, NC State all over Georgia. Today, it was the reverse. Georgia wins in big-time fashion, 11-2. So that is, they are in the Athens Super Regional. And again, their series tied at one, so they'll finish up that Super in Athens tomorrow. And obviously, if you're looking at the Oregon State in that Kentucky Super Regional in Lexington, they have actually Kentucky leads 1-0. And so if they win tonight over Oregon State, obviously they're going to punch their ticket to Omaha, and we'll see how that. And by the way, Oregon is up, we told you, 5-2 at the top of the third. Texas A&M leads that series. They won yesterday. So there's our update on the scoreboard for you, for sure. And this is what Josh just, we just talked about. Florida, the number 3 seed, knocking off Clemson in a heck of a game today to punch their ticket. Let's see. Shell saying, I think when you talk about ECU baseball this year and you look at how we performed against UNC, who is going to Omaha, and NC State, and they may go as well. Absolutely, Shell. And you look at maybe Evansville turns things around and they win tonight. You don't know, but we'll have to wait and see. Elliot says it's hard to predict from day to day who will win, Dave. That's true. It's called baseball. And Elliot says we could have easily been there. That's right. That's what the thing is. Evansville is a good team, not spinning things. They won their conference tournament. They were a very dangerous 4 seed. They won the regional in Greenville. They have a shot even tonight to come back and win the Super in Knoxville and punch their ticket to Evansville, to Omaha, that being Evansville, the Purple Aces. We'll see. I think Tennessee's going to win it, but we'll see if stranger things have happened. That's why it's called baseball, and it could be a wild inning, and one inning you can have that for sure. We're about halfway through the show now. If there's something you want to talk about tonight, it's just you and me, and you are the star tonight as we're taking your questions and comments on YouTube and Facebook and X. We appreciate everybody tuning in tonight, a very big crowd as we've had, and that just tells you what's great about that is that it tells you how important baseball is to East Carolina. And somebody was asking me about NIL. And we were talking about NIL, and they were saying, you know, why has it baseball, you know, and I explained to them about Team Boneyard. We have to get people to know about the 23 Club. It's not going to just, the average fan may not know about the 23 Club. And again, they're brand new, a spinoff of Team Boneyard. But let's, if you're around your group of friends, tell them to join myself and Bubba, part of the show, $23 a month. I mean, that's nothing, $23 a month. And you could be a big contributor. How about that? Think about all the people. I think there was 23 season tickets sold. So obviously there's not 2,300 people that are Pirate Club members. But just think about if 2,300 people gave $23 a month, that would be awesome for NIL. And that's all it takes is that cheap amount. And some of you, I know that there are times when things are better for us or worse. And if you can't give the $23 a month now, you can give less. Perfectly fine. Let's see. He says, yes, the Avengers fan. Don't know. I didn't know until I watched you, Dave. Thank you so much, Elliot. I'm sorry. Not Avengers. The average fan. I should have known that and picked up on that. That's correct. The average fan would not have known about that. But we have a lot of great people that listen and watch each and every week. We're appreciating that. In fact, the summertime, we'll try to have some great shows for you. We're working on some stuff now that's lined up. We're lining up, and we'll have for you between now and, hard to believe, August 31st, our football season. And obviously, we'll be counting down kickoff and getting you ready for that for sure. Shell says, as a Pirate, love to see that Norbs made it to Major League Baseball, and Burley is killing it. Hit his 9th home run. And you're right about Norby. You know, Monday, you have Ethan Norby, and his dad was in Greenville, and his son, Connor Norby, was flying to Toronto as he found he got that call from leaving Norfolk and the Tides and going up to the Toronto Blue Jays to face them there on Monday night. So great point, Chill. I was going to mention that and already had forgotten that for sure. Johnny Robertson says, Evansville, Oregon, and Oregon State are the only 3 teams left that could break up an SEC versus ACC party in Omaha. Great point, Johnny. And, you know, those are the 2 best leagues. But we're here. We're a perfect example of a team that may be not in a strong league, but we deserve to be in the conversation to be one of the best teams. We were top 15 all season long, for sure. Elliot says he's ready for football, and I'm already working on stuff for tailgating myself with a vehicle and different things. Tennessee 6-1 now in the fourth, so hopefully that's not sleeping. If you're pulling for Evansville, hopefully that's not slipping by them. But if you know anything about Evansville, those bats can get hot, man, and it's baseball. So like we just said a little bit ago, anything can happen. That's what makes baseball great or not so great, depending on who you're pulling for, right? I want to remind everybody, our great show, Extra Innings, brought to you by, presented by pgxgloves.com. Go there and get you some gloves. And I tell you what, they have great golf gloves, and I need to get back in the game of golf. I'm just really bad at it. I don't play it enough. But I have a golf course 1 mile away from me. So all you golf fans, come to Roanoke Country Club, and we'll play sometime. At least, if nothing else, I'll drive the cart around for you, and I'll hold your beverage, whatever you like to drink on a hot summer day. How about that? All right, again, love to hear from you guys, as we've got a great crowd in, and we will definitely keep it going here for about another 25 minutes. And why not? What's the future like? What do you think for next year? Do you think we'll have a great season? The early forecast, what's your predictions now? We'd love to hear from you. Do that. And Shell said he has to run, but love the show, Dave. Always great content and interaction. You're the best, Shell, from Charlotte, North Carolina. I believe the south side of Charlotte. Appreciate you, my friend, and we'll talk soon. Elliot, what else you guys got? Josh, Justin, if you have anything else you want to do that. In fact, Dave, always enjoy the show. Have a great night, sir. You guys are the best. Elliot, thank you so much, as we would like to talk some more. So if you have something that you want to add and contribute, JR, maybe you want to chime in here as well. Josh Thomas, what are your thoughts for next year? Maybe some there's some series that you already know about that you would like to see. Obviously, North Carolina, most likely we will have it'll be one in Greenville, one in North Carolina at UNC Chapel Hill, and I assume at Segra Stadium in Fayetteville. We'll have that series. I'm not sure if we'll have, I'm not sure about the Clark LeClair Classic, Keith LeClair Classic, rather, and obviously March. That'll be interesting to see those three teams. Obviously, you know, what's the pitching going to be like next year? Is, hey, how about Trey Savage? He's going to be a top 10 pick, as we know about, but the MLB draft is going to be great to see for pride. Obviously, not only him, but how many great Pirates will actually make the cut and be in the draft, we'll have to wait and see, as that's going to be a lot of fun coming up very soon. And it's not that many. Is it 20? Help me out, JR. Guys, is it 25 rounds? But we'll see how that for sure. Here's an odd topic talking about tailgating. What's the best tailgating vehicle? That's really cool. There's some guys, I will say, I'm going to talk right near the practice field where I actually in the premium lot. There's some guys, I believe it is a 1989. It's a 1989 limousine, and I was trying to think the make and model off the top. Maybe it'll come to me, but those guys, there's about four or five guys, and they actually are really cool, and they come in and they back it up in the space, like two or three spaces from me. But that's a really cool. I like, you know, limousine. I don't think it's it's not a purple limousine. I want to say that I want to say it's a Lincoln Town Car, but that doesn't sound, maybe that's not right. But that was really, really cool. And we have a van we're working on right now. We're storing a little bit on the inside. If those of you know a Road Trek, that's what we're going to have for the TSO tailgate, and we're working on that. So thank you, Johnny. I thought 25 was too much. It's down to 20 rounds now. They reduced the number of rounds. So MLB draft, 20 rounds, and that's why some of the Pirates, not that they're not capable of it, but certainly that. Elliot says it's 7-1 now for Tennessee. Good night. Good night, Elliot, to you. Josh has a 2002 Suburban, and he can fit dang near everything inside that. I'm going to tell you, for those that don't know, I come from a Suburban family. In fact, my dad still has a 1997, Josh, that he just can't get rid of. And yeah, they could get a brand new, there's nothing wrong with a brand new Suburban, but they're like, hey, I got the Suburban. It's older. It's pretty much a classic now. If you get some dings in it, so what? You don't have to worry about, you know, paying for it. It's paid for. But yeah, we go all the way back to 1985, almost 40 years ago. My mom and dad got a brand new Suburban at the dealership in Durham before we moved to Williamston. And it is really, really cool to have a big vehicle. You're right about that, Josh, man. You can put tables, you can put beverages, you can put food, all kinds of tailgating stuff. Johnny Robertson said, I had a Chevrolet Avalanche with two built-in coolers and plenty of storage for tailgating. Very cool. If there's one that you've had, a car that you've had recently or maybe in the past that was just too cool, maybe it was a truck, an old vehicle. You know, you hear crazy stories of people buying ambulances for DJ services. Like when I was first in DJing in 1995, I heard of somebody bought, it sounds very morbid to me, but they bought a hearse and they drove up and they had, you know, the wrap or whatever on the, on that. I don't think I would want to have a hearse as a tailgating vehicle. That was for DJing, like DJ services, mobile DJ back in the day, about 30 years ago. I remember that. What do you guys think about the best tailgating vehicle? You can put it in, again, the chat. We're going to have about less than 20 minutes left of the show. So if there's something you want to talk about tonight. There's my buddy Kyle. We'll send you the link, bro. I didn't realize. I apologize. I was wondering about Kyle from the McGrange. All right, we'll get that. We'll be multitasking. So while you guys are talking right now, we'll send our good friend the link, and that's my good buddy Kyle from LaGrange. I was wondering that, now we know. And we'll get that to him right now so he can participate. How about that? All right, so we'll go get that to our buddy Kyle, and then we'll get on with the show, and he can add a lot of colorful conversation for sure. All right, let's see. There we go. And I'm going to give him the link. Bear with me, folks. I usually have somebody else to talk. But if you want to talk, talk amongst yourselves, they say. Let's see. All right. There we go. All right. We are back. All right. I sent you the link, my friend Kyle. Thank you for letting me know that. I forgot all about that. Was not on purpose. And hopefully we can get him on very soon and talk more about Pirate baseball. If you want to talk some football, maybe basketball, we can also do that. Kind of like round table is really not too much more to talk about baseball-wise. But if you want to add something to the show, maybe something that we've missed, then this is your show. This is your chance to chime in tonight. There's my buddy Kyle. And hey, what's up, man?
Oh, what's going on, dude? No link. Couldn't come to the show. I was a little busy at 8, but I didn't think there was any show because I didn't have a link. So I said, well, must have decided not to do the show. Then I looked and saw you were live about 5-10 minutes ago and said I would say something. Yeah, so we're wrapping up the season here. Baseball season's unfortunately over. I haven't even been following the Super Regionals, honestly. I'm assuming Tennessee beat Evansville.
It's in progress right now, but it's looking that way as it's 7-1, I believe, in the fourth, Tennessee.
Okay.
So,
So,
Kyle, bottom of the ninth, it's up to 9-1 now. It was 7-1.
Okay.
But looks like, unless there's some kind of miracle, then, you know,
who Tennessee's knows? On to the College World Series.
Yep. And by the way, thank you, Craig. He said he wants to add that I appreciate you guys and all you do for Pirate Nation. Craig is the best. Craig and Johnny, there's a lot of guys, and Tom, that are not local guys, and they're like Bubba, and they make the trip every single week. It's amazing, those guys. They do a great job with the tailgating. And I honestly say this, but whenever we make it to Omaha, I hope we have the biggest tailgate with those guys, because like Josh Thomas, here's a quick question for you, Kyle. You can chime in on this. I know you're not much of a tailgater, but he says – he was asking, let me go back. He has an O2 Suburban, he can put it by, but he was asking about tailgating. What's the best tailgating vehicle? Tell one to ask
you that. Right, you know, I don't know. I guess it depends on what you want to do. I would think any kind of long bed truck, you have a lot of room. You have your actual tailgate. You can get a lot back in there. I don't particularly like the way long bed trucks look, but I like a regular bed or a short bed. But so I would think just for practicality purposes, any kind of long bed pickup truck, a SUV, a large SUV with a big like a Suburban, like a Yukon, a GMC Jimny, any kind of large SUV, like this really big like that, that would be the same kind of thing.
Well, you got to come this year because I promise you, August 31st, we'll have the road trek. I've been promising for 2 years, but we're going to have the TSO tailgate, and we'll have that. We're working. My sister, Kyle knows my sister, Amy is like, she and I have been working on it for the last couple of years. We obviously wish that we had more time, but we have children and, you know, all the commitments and all that stuff. But we're working on it, and we should have it done by a tailgate season, the first game, August 31st, man.
You know, you're pretty badass just talking about tailgate vehicles. They purple and gold. You just want to talk about something to look cool, not for practicality. Yeah. Like anything purple and gold. Could you imagine like the classic Smokey and the Bandit
Firebird? Oh, man.
Yeah, so you take like a 77 to an 82 Firebird, and instead of black, it's purple, but with the gold eagle.
Oh, I
mean, that would be badass. I mean, you could do like a Charger or you know, like a Charger Daytona from the 70s or maybe even a more recent Challenger, purple with a gold racing stripe or yellow racing stripe. I like a square body Chevy truck, GMC truck with purple in gold, like the top purple, bottom purple, the center's gold, if you can picture it in your head. And just these would be cool ideas just for tailgating vehicles for looks purposes.
I got to tell you a funny story. You actually know about this story, Kyle. I've told it to you a couple times off the air, but a quick question from Josh. Where will you guys be set up? We are actually closer to the practice field that's closer to the Ward Sports and Medicine building. So behind the stadium and right, not directly behind Ward, but it's closer to that than it is the baseball stadium for Clark Eclair. So that's where we're going to be for football, and love to have you guys. In fact, JR says that when they have the Ring of Honor of the Jungle, Josh Thomas will be a first ballot inductee. Absolutely. 100%. I'll tell you what, Kyle, if you need to come to the baseball games, man, I'm telling you, those guys, you and I could live out there. The food is phenomenal. I don't know how much guys you spend of your personal income. It is amazing the feast that they put each and every game. And they don't have like one game a year. No, like every single home game, regional, super regional or not, they are, as you said, badass. Craig says, no doubt to that. Josh being that would be cool to have out there in the jungle, Ring of Honor for the fans, because you guys are the best out there.
Yeah, no doubt. Your megaphone gang and all that. And definitely the jungle and the fans really make a difference at Clark Eclair, you know, right up there with any other baseball stadium in America. I don't know, before I checked in, how much of the season wrap up that we do. You know, we bright spots of the season, you know, obviously, you know, regular season wins over Carolina, NC State, the eliminating Wake Forest in the regionals.
Who made it? I mean, they were.
What else comes to mind? You know, those are the things that quickly come to mind.
Regular season champions.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, obviously, regular season champions again. This is five in a row now.
We're hosting another regional. We're in another regional.
Yeah.
You know, we were worried about it. Got to the point, would we be in a regional? I thought we would, but you know, hosting.
I never got to the point where we would be in a regional. The question,
but not,
was,
yeah, not
would we host. Yes, yeah. That was up for doubt. Up until Selection Sunday, we didn't think it was going to happen, and it did.
Yep.
You know, all in all, a good season. We lost so many one-run games, and we're going into the ninth against Evansville, and in the bottom of the eighth, I was almost as stupid as it sounds, hoping Evansville would score a couple more runs. I feel like when we were down by one run, we tend to press a lot late. And try to make things happen. Yeah. When we were down by multiple runs, you got to take balls. You got to get men on base because, you know, just like against Wake Forest, for example, you're not going to win it with one swing of the bat. You got to get guys on base. So I think the guys were a little less pressing in those situations. I honestly think if we'd been down by two runs, we'd have probably been much better off than going in down by one run. Against Evansville, I'm talking about. Just based on the season, I think if you look, most of our losses all year were by one run. So,
in other words,
it's a shame we didn't beat Evansville. We'd be playing Tennessee right now. Maybe having the same results Evansville's having, but would have been nice to have been in the Supers again. But, it's hard to cry about the success we have in baseball when you compare it to the other sports on campus.
So, very consistent, man. I mean, another, Kyle, 46-17, baseball is a different animal than basketball, but I mean, basketball, man, we're struggling every single year in basketball where it's the reverse
and I don't know what was talked about before I came on the air. Were you doing this whole show by yourself, Dave?
Yeah.
I don't know what was discussed, but not, whatever it was, it was one sided conversation, but we look at Cliff and Cliff's done a great job with this program, but in this modern era of the portal of NIL, and we need more NIL money to go around. Well, I think we got about $50K for baseball. And he's held most of it for the upperclassmen, which is commendable. But, we need more NIL money to go around. I'm genuinely shocked that there's more NIL money going to basketball than baseball. And I know basketball is a revenue sport and baseball is quote-unquote a non-revenue, though I do think that is changing. I do think there's going to be television contracts coming exclusively or with baseball being part of TV deals going forward, at least for SEC, ACC, Big 12. But I was going somewhere with this. NIL. We got to have more NIL money for baseball. And I know, NIL sucks in terms of.
We don't like it. Yeah.
Of what it's become. Right. It sucks. And.
Intentions of what it was. Like,
yes, exactly.
Colt Naylor's being able to go to. Go somewhere to a dealership for a couple hours.
Exactly. Sign autographs or get a deal with that dealership.
Right.
But now it's becoming essentially pay for play. And it has to be regulated, or if they don't regulate it, there's eventually going to be a separation. And I thought the separation might just be in football. Now, it was already going on in basketball. Now it's bleeding over to baseball. I'm sure at some schools it's an issue with women's basketball. So it's just going to keep growing. I believe we're either going to have NIL regulated or there's going to need to be a split where you probably have three power conferences with 20 teams, so 60, playing at the highest level and the rest of us playing college sports.
You know what? But you made a great point there, Kyle. When NIL, it's been, almost 3 years ago.
Correct? I don't know, but when NIL first came about, I was the first one to say we need to invest all our money in NIL.
Yeah.
Quit worrying about facilities. And people were like, you got to worry about facilities. Yeah, well. Players don't give a shit about facilities anymore. All they care about is the paycheck. All they care about is the paycheck. And it's really simple. Ask yourself right now, if your employer came up to you and said, hey, Dave, we can spend another $100,000 to make where you work in the hospital nicer, or we can give you a $30,000 raise. Which one are you going to take? Are you taking the raise?
I'm taking the raise, man.
Exactly. So, and it's really that simple. When you think about it that way, it's not that hard. And I know it's so hard for people to say, but really what you have to start doing, and I'm talking about this with relation to baseball because we need NIL money for baseball. We need it for all sports. But I think right now we really need it for baseball. And the reason I'm saying this is you have to look at it like this, in my opinion. It's investing in the program. That's the only way you can stomach it. It's the same as building a nicer stadium. Because what's the point of building a nicer stadium? It's to win. What's the point of having nicer locker rooms? It's to win. What's the point of doing all this stuff? It is ultimately because you want to see a winning product on the field or on the court. So you have to view it that way. That's really the only way I can stomach NIL is I want to see us win. And to do that, you're going to have to invest in NIL whether you agree with it or not. Now, what I would like to see from some of these little Gen Z, Gen Y, whatever this current generation is, I'd like to see them learn a word called loyalty and embrace it because it seems that word is a forgotten word with this current generation of 18 to 22-year-olds. Not all of them, but it seems to be a forgotten word. If they want to get paid, and this goes for all sports, if they want to get paid, then they need to show some loyalty to their employer. And that's what it's become at this point. And also, I've said it before and I'll say it again, when you ask to be an employee, don't be surprised when people start treating you like an employee. Right. So I'll keep reminding everybody of that, because that's coming too. And it's already happened to some extent in basketball. Hey. You've seen it happen where we've told basketball players to leave because we need more talented guys.
Yeah, and you look at it. Another thing to your point with that, Kyle, that when you made that point about that 3 years ago, you were one of the first to say it about employees. The fact is, let's just be honest. Let's just say, I know it's maybe it's too soon, but let's say I'm a star player for ECU. I strike out. I'm one of the star players. Okay, maybe your scholarship is cut. Maybe the money deal you have with NIL, whatever it is, all of a sudden it gets reduced or it's gone.
You mean a transfer player from the portal comes in, highly touted, and then doesn't produce. Well, I think that will happen. I think the following year you won't get that NIL money, and you're going to have to either play for less money, no money, or hit the portal and go somewhere else and try again. But for baseball, like I say, this is the baseball wrap-up show. I would really encourage everybody, and we're preaching to the choir. The people that are watching this show are the biggest baseball fans. But maybe they can talk to others. Maybe they can talk to other folks, or listen, whatever. Or maybe they can talk to other folks. But if you want to see this thing succeed to continue, and this goes for all sports, but in relation to baseball, we've had a bunch of players transfer out. And if you want to see this thing continue to succeed at the level we have been playing at, and that is competing with ACC and SEC schools, this is the only sport we do that on a consistent basis. And if you want to see that continue, you're going to have to spend money on NIL for baseball, or eventually it's going to become like it is in football, where, we'll get a win against one of those Power Five teams every now and then, but we won't be competing with them on a regular basis. So we can't see that happen in baseball. We're not there yet, but it wouldn't take long to get there. And I don't just mean East Carolina. I mean any non-power program. So we need some serious money going towards NIL for baseball.
As I said earlier, for those who are just joining us, we're at about 50,000. That's what Bubba told us. Yep. 50,000 for 23club.org. And I was telling them earlier, Kyle, just go to 23club.org. It's very simple. $23 a month. That's like what? Fast food meals? That's like.
Right. And also, you can just go. And if you don't want to commit to $23 a month, if you just want to go. If you just want to go to the regular. Boneyard, Team Boneyard, thank you. Team Boneyard, I'm about to say something else totally different. if you could just go to the Team Boneyard podcast, oh my God, if you could just go to the Team Boneyard website, I'm determined to say it wrong. If you just go to the Team Boneyard website and you just want to give $10, $20, $30, a one-time gift and relegate it to baseball, you can do that. You don't have to commit to $23 a month. You could just go to Team Boneyard and give a one-time gift, or join at $10 a month. I think at $10 a month, you can also say where you want that money going, if I remember right.
I think so. Off the top of my head, I believe that's right. We need Bubba's off tonight, but obviously that sounds
great. We need to start a campaign. All the listeners, we won't get into anything, but we need a We Want Bubba campaign started. So we need that started right now. The We Want Bubba campaign 2024 is officially underway.
All right, that sounds good. I like that. Yep. We can get. Hey, you make shirts for a living. Can you make some shirts up and we can sell them to show Bubba that?
I don't really make shirts for a living anymore. I work somewhere that's done, but I don't do that anymore.
Okay. All right. Elliot says, Kyle, the administration could do a better job sending emails, phone calls, and letters. I have met many alumni that doesn't know anything about NIL or 23.
The administration cannot promote NIL. The administration cannot do that.
That's why you're here.
But Hank Hinton and the rest of the guys that are behind Team Boneyard can. And it won't be long. It's soon coming that college administrations will be able to promote the NIL clubs. So
it'll probably be part of the Pirate Club at some point.
Exactly. They can mention, there's ways they could do it, to be honest. They could call and say, give to the collective. There's ways around it. Right. But they can't openly, it's not a direct part of the university. And I think really right now, you have a bit of a conundrum for athletic directors. that are still trying to raise money to build facilities, but also understand that money has to be given to the collective. And you got the same sources. The same people that are going to give to the collective are going to be the same people giving to the Pirate Club or whatever universities. So you really, without it being under the control of the athletic department, it really puts the athletic department, the ADs, et cetera, in a bit of a conundrum. So if we're going to do this crap, then yeah, it's probably best. It's probably best to allow it to be under the control of the university, and it needs to be regulated. There needs to be a cap on all this stuff.
I agree wholeheartedly, and you know that's the thing. The NCAA held on and held on instead of embracing the new. They were very stubborn about this, and then they didn't. They were not.
They lost a lawsuit. Now it's the Wild West. I mean,
think about this, Kyle. Think about this. You know how our country's divided. How, and by the way, not to get off topic, I'm not talking politics. The Supreme Court will make their decisions this week. Think about this. The Supreme Court has been 6-3, 5-4 on a lot of different issues, which we're not going to discuss. But the reason I bring that up, when it came to NIL, name, image, likeness, 9-0, they got their butts handed to them. It wasn't even close. 9-0. Most of the cases, if you know anything about, I'm a Supreme Court nerd, they're nowhere near 9-0. So that tells you how crazy that is.
Yeah, and so that's why it's the Wild West now. I don't know what can be done, what will be done. I do wholeheartedly believe that if we don't see it regulated, that there will be a split, because I just don't see it being I just don't see it continuing at this rate financially. And they're not being a split.
Yeah, I was going to tell you that earlier, and I forgot that. I just realized that it doesn't hurt us, except for baseball, but it doesn't really hurt us, because the big boys is hurting them more, because all of a sudden Kyle Barber is from an AD from this university that gives the quarterback $2 million, and I say, well, man, I can only give $1 million, and so we don't have that kind of money to play, you know, with that, but it's hurting them. To me, you made a great point 3 years ago about a lot of stuff with NIL, and that's why I'm giving you credit. Still to this day, you are. But talking about, there's a lot of teams out there. I don't think there's many teams out there, as you hear these prognosticators and everybody on talking heads on ESPN or whatever sports radio, but there's not that many teams that can compete at the level that they're talking about with a split. I think, truthfully,
not at the highest level. I think it'll be like it is now. I think Alabama will be Alabama. Well, you know, some schools actually, I think may take a step back and others take a step up. I think you have a school like Ole Miss that's got a lot of money and is in a fertile recruiting ground. I wouldn't be surprised to see Ole Miss ascend and Alabama descend, for example, because of economics. Texas A&M are going to ascend in the SEC just because of economics. SMU, you know, they immediately get into the ACC as soon as they're like, yay, cheating's legal, now we can do it again. And so now, boom, they're in the ACC. So which is kind of comical when you think about it.
Yes.
But
they were doing it when it wasn't cool.
Yeah, exactly. No, but I get your point, but I think it'll be the same. I think you end up with – this is really what I think. This is just my opinion. I think you have 60 teams at the quote-unquote highest level. I think it'll be the SEC, the Big Ten, and the Big 12. That would be your three leagues. And you'll have – it'll be a 60-team, whatever you want to call it. And then the teams that are currently group of five. And
so three super conferences, basically.
Yeah, then everybody else from the A-10 to Conference USA, to the, you know, it'll be interesting to see what would happen with the Big East in that situation. Cause I'm thinking at this point, I thought it was gonna be a football split, but I'm really starting to think it'll be for all sports.
I think you're right. And I think, you know, it's inevitable. It's not a matter of if, it's when. And if the only way, like you said, the only way that this doesn't happen is regulation. And I don't know. The problem is they don't have anybody, the NCAA, that is, I don't know this, they're smart. They're just not using their intelligence, and they're not.
I think really the NCAA doesn't have a lot of power anymore over the power conferences. So I think they're kind of telling the NCAA what to do, the SEC and the Big Ten, and that's really the truth. And it's really that simple. And another thing, you know, just taking it more back to East Carolina, with the exception of baseball. And one reason why I think, you know, NIL is growing here, but one reason I think that we got behind in NIL a little bit versus what you would think we would be in the group of five at the NIL, you think we would be, you know, top tier at the group of five level, so-called group of five level. But, you know, I really think that we don't have a lot of people inspiring Pirate Nation. There's not a Terry Holland, and this is not, I'm not knocking Gilbert. This isn't coming up here to knock Gilbert, but there's not a Terry Holland. There's not a mid-90s version of Dave Hart. There's not anybody to fire up Pirate Nation. We desperately right now, this is, again, not so much talking about baseball. This is just all over East Carolina. And I think maybe football will rejuvenate some people this fall. But we really, in this current climate with NIL and the transfer portal and needing money now more than ever, we really need somebody to inspire Pirate Nation. And I just don't see the current leadership doing that. I'm not saying they couldn't do that. I'm challenging them to do that. You know, I know they don't like to be criticized, but I really don't care. I'm not criticizing. Well, I guess I am criticizing. But it's a fair criticism. What are you doing? Ask yourself, look in the mirror, John Gilbert, Ryan Robinson. What are you doing to inspire Pirate Nation? I mean, what are you doing? Are you sending out a letter once a month? Well, that's real inspiring. I'm fired up by that. So what are you doing to inspire Pirate Nation, to get us fired up, to want to give? I don't see it. So that's what I'm challenging our administration to do. And I know, again, I pointed out they really have to be careful talking about NIL directly. But there's ways to address things. There's ways to motivate.
Yeah, and there's ways to raise money. We've done a good job as far as Pirates Unite. Sure. We're down to $500,000 for the baseball.
Yeah, but it's the same people. It's the same people giving. It's the same people giving. Yeah, I honestly, right now, give a crap less than I ever have. And a lot of it is to do with this current climate of NIL and transfer portal. And I'm asking, I'm begging for somebody to come sell me on it. I'm begging people to get, you know, not just Pirate fans, but a lot of other schools out there fans behind this new world of college sports, because a lot of fans are starting to feel alienated. I talk to people every day that feel that way. So
you look
people better wake up.
You look at social media, people are, you know, like, Grandpa, it's not the way it used to be. Well, yeah, it's not. When you and I, when we had the show in July of 21 and we were talking first about name, image, likeness, NIL, I was very angry about it. And after a couple of days of sulking like a little kid, I realized.
And by the way, Grandpa, well, it used to be. Well, quit asking Grandpa to pay the bills then.
Exactly. It's like you have a choice of being stubborn and staying the way it is and getting left behind. Or you can say, okay, we're going to give a lot of money to NIL because we know, for example, with baseball, okay, we've got a kid that we potentially could get. And yes, we've been able to get him in the past because we have a winning culture, a great culture. We don't have problems off the field and all that kind of stuff.
Well, the kid from South Florida wanted to come here. Snow, I think it was his name. Mm-hmm. He was defensive player of the year in the American. And he's going to Auburn. And from what I understand, he wanted to come here. And I'm pretty sure, you know, without knowing the facts, but I can guess the reason why he's going to Auburn and not here.
Money.
Yep. I mean, I don't know that to be factual, but I can guess.
Yeah. And before we get out of here, Kyle, I was going to give the scores updates real quick. It's 12-1 Tennessee over Evansville, top of the sixth. Oregon is leading Texas A&M, the bottom of the fourth. Texas A&M has that one game lead right now, so Oregon would be tying it up if they hold on to the lead the next second half of the game. You have the top of the first, Kentucky and Oregon State. Of course, Kentucky leads that series 1-0, so if they win, they're in. Georgia all over NC State today in that Athens Super Regional, so they'll have a game 3 tomorrow. Florida, man, Florida was a big surprise over Clemson, and they punched their ticket. How about also Kyle, North Carolina that we beat, yeah, they're going. Virginia, they're going. You know, it's all Florida State. It's Florida. Like Johnny said, JR, spot on. It's going to be SEC, ACC.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless there's three schools, Oregon State, Oregon, and Evansville. That's all that we have left that's not SEC or ACC.
Yeah, exactly. And it's kind of my point. I said there's going to be three conferences. SEC, ACC, it won't be the ACC, though. It'll be the SEC, the Big Ten, and the Big 12. Those ACC schools are going to get divided up against amongst the Big Ten, the SEC, and then after they're done, the Big 12 will take the rest. And then you'll have a couple left over, kind of like what's happened with the Pac-12. Before we get out of here, Dave, one thing I wanted to say, this is kind of a poll question for our listeners, keep this in mind, kind of let us know on social media, you know, if you're in our mega text group, whatever, but we've been kicking around the idea, you know, shows will be sporadic during the summer until we get closer to football season, but we're kicking around the idea of doing a show focused on NIL and how it's affecting the Group of Five schools, maybe mm-hmm. having some Group of Five athletic directors on, some other people to talk about the future of college athletics and the landscape with NIL and the transfer portal and how it's specifically affecting so-called Group of Five schools. So if that's something that the viewers would like to see, let us know. Might try to get Scott Weatherby from Eastern Michigan on. Would see if Gilbert would participate. And then some economics people, some people from college sports in general. Maybe Rennie and Goya, somebody like that. Just to get people's opinions on, ours, what, you know, how the current climate is changing college football for the so-called Group of Five, or college athletics in general.
Yeah, our good friend David Glenn is somebody that...
Well, yeah, DG would be a great guest for that, absolutely. He is, with his lawyer background, economics, et cetera, yeah.
Yeah, he knows his stuff, man. I tell you, I love that guy. And obviously miss Matt and Bubba for sure tonight. By the way, Kyle, I want to remind everybody, our great show brought to you by pgxgloves.com. And Kyle, man, they have everything you can imagine. Well, not everything, but when it comes to gloves and sporting events and things like that, to use your gloves.
They got all your gloves. They got all your gloves needs. You can't buy a truck from pgxgloves.com. You can't buy a weed eater from pgxgloves.com.
Oh, man.
You cannot get a burrito from pgxgloves.com. But what you can get is the best damn gloves for all your sporting needs. Whether you're a golfer, your kids play baseball, your kids play football, whatever your needs, whatever your glove needs are in the sporting arena, pgxgloves.com has got your hookup. And put in promo code ECU at checkout and save yourself, what's it, 20%?
Yep, that sounds right. TSO.
You know, I think it's ECU. I think it's promo code ECU.
Oh, ECU. I'm sorry. That one is ECU. I apologize. Yep. That is correct.
Save 20% at checkout.
All right, and well, before we get out of here, I'm going to throw you a tough question, but you've said it a couple times, but I'll ask you again. We're getting closer and closer to football season. I know we're wrapping up our baseball show, and we'll be talking about a lot of preseason stuff, including NIL and our summer shows, if you will. Kyle, I'm going to ask you now, because you're a great prognosticator, that's why we have you on the show. How many wins for Pirate football in 2024?
You look, I think the schedule non-conference is tougher than people think. Old Dominion was the bowl team last year. Appalachian State won their division of the Sun Belt last year, and they've kicked our ass twice in a row. And by the way, Old Dominion beat App last year in Norfolk. We got to go to Norfolk. Liberty, we know what they were. They played in the Fiesta Bowl against Oregon. So... I want to say 7-5. If he doesn't at least win 6, he's fired. Some people say 7. So I'm going to say we're going to go at least 7. I'm going to say we go 7-5. I'd like to see us do better, but, I'm being realistic, and I'm going to go 7-5, and we'll see what happens. I'll say this. If we struggle early, give the offense time to gel. Wouldn't be surprised if we start off, 1-3, and then it still end up 7-5. I hope that doesn't happen, because God knows I want to beat App State.
Me too.
Hey, and look, saw some preseason rankings yesterday. Ranking, I saw a couple. I saw one today. They had us 2 guaranteed win, 1 guaranteed loss, and every other game was 50-50. I thought that was kind of interesting. I saw another place that had Hauser as the 5th best quarterback in the American. Say what, if we have the fifth best quarterback in the American, should equate to a good offense. And if our defense is as good as it was last year or improved upon, I would think 7 wins is certainly more than obtainable.
Yeah, you're right about that. And another thing is that you and I have talked about off air too, that, and Bubba, we all have, is that 7 wins would be a lot better than we had the 2-10. But there's a path that you could win more, that you could win less, obviously.
Oh,
but
yeah, absolutely.
7-5, though, is really obtainable.
It's there's
really
a lot of 50-50 games. And if we win
it breaks
the majority of those 50-50 games, yeah, you could end up having an 8-9-10-1 season. But we had a 2-win season last year, so I ain't ready to say all that just yet.
No, there's a lot of still, it'll be here before you know it, but it's still a lot of time. And I know, by the way,
less than 2 months we'll be practicing.
Can you believe that? Yep. And then you and I, hopefully you can make it this year to Media Day. That'll be a lot of fun. That was 2019. I got to have Kyle back for the 2024 Media Day this season. Hopefully we can have you back, and we'll have some more people to get a lot of interviews. It just seems like it's like 1 hour. It's like a Media Day happens so fast that it's really hard to, I think, in some respects, I'll just say this, probably shouldn't say it, but it's really hard to do a difficult job. I wish it was 2 hours like when you were there with me in 2019, but to each his own. You know, we're just media people, but it would be nice to have one more hour. I'm not expecting a whole day of media stuff. I get it. You've got like a job to do and things to do. But anyway, I hope that they will take our consideration. I doubt it would happen, but I would hope that
after last year, they better be doing everything they can to make the media and the fans happy, because that product last year on the field was complete garbage. Now, do I think that's going to be the case this year? No. I think that we've made some really good hires on the offensive side of the ball.
And great players.
I think that we brought in a lot of great players from the portal. I think we were fortunate to have a lot of our players stay that were good, particularly on the defense side of the ball.
Absolutely.
And offense. And we're fortunate to keep our defense coordinator. So there's a lot of reasons to think we're going to be good this year. Yeah, let me tell you something. Just on a personal note, I know some people got personally pissed off at me from the football program, and maybe somebody send them this clip. Just from a personal note, the 2022 season, the previous season, we'll go back. We're going to rewind a little bit. We're going to go back to the 2021 season. I was going to go to the bowl game in D.C., the Military Bowl. I was on my way to that bowl game, and you know, the game got canceled. That was the first bowl game I was ever going to in my life, if you can believe that. Just up to this point in our lives, my wife and I, you know, weren't very financially stable. And by the time we were financially stable, we sucked. So finally we were able to go to a bowl game. Well, it got canceled. Well, in 22, Dave, you know, I would have been at the Birmingham Bowl, but if you remember, I was kind of going through chemotherapy.
Yeah.
The day of the Birmingham Bowl, I was literally getting chemo. So the 23 season. Yeah. Well, it was kind of life or death. So the 23 season, you know, I was kind of looking forward to going to a bowl game. So on a personal note, maybe I took it a little harder than a lot of people. I know a lot of people go through a lot of things. I'm not the only one that has. But, yeah, I was a little pissed off that, you know, like, am I ever going to get to go to a bowl game? Yeah, am I ever going to get to go to a bowl game?
You didn't get a chance to.
Yeah, exactly. I still didn't get to go. And so
this year.
I would encourage some of the people that are, you know, angry at the show directly because of me to kind of take things in a bigger picture and remember, the day we stop giving a damn, the day we stop caring, the day people like me stop running their mouths and getting angry, is the day this program is doomed. Well, as long as people are pissed off and angry, they care. It's when they stop getting pissed off is you better be worried, because that's when the money's going to go away, the fans are going to go away, and people aren't going to care anymore. So you better be damn glad there are people like me that get pissed off. Whether I'm pseudo-media or just a regular fan, you better be glad there are people like me that have that kind of passion that get angry.
Yeah, and especially when, you know, it's one of those things when, you know, Kyle, we've talked about this person off the air, or a few people, but one in particular, when they find fault with every single thing, even when we're winning, that's one thing. But if you listen to Kyle, I actually had people, I don't know if I ever told you, Kyle, off air or on, I had people say, is Kyle okay? Like, yeah, why? Well, he's just not himself. I said, you have to understand about Kyle. Kyle is not getting, he's real. He's not getting, and I don't have to like take showtime, but to defend you, but I just said, simply said off the air, I said, hey, here's a guy that when things were going really bad, he spoke his mind. People that were in the administration, in the Ward Sports Medical Building, they were afraid for their jobs. They said, I wish I could be like Kyle. Thank God Kyle is speaking up. Then roll around when Coach Houston turning things around, you're not hearing Kyle go off on Coach Houston because things were better. And last year, things were not good. And yes, it's tough. There's no way in the world that I could sit up here and Kyle the same way when we were upset as fans, we're upset as me as an alum, upset because we're doing a show that the program is so much better than 2-10, and things didn't go our way. So we're not going to sit up here and pretend like everything is okay when people would not watch and listen to our show anymore, when those clowns are up there talking about how great the program is and it's 2-10. So it's not one thing like if it's 10-2, we're criticizing. You know, that's how another thing is, I have to give props to Coach Houston. He now has a offensive coordinator in here that's going to put, as we've talked to former players who are coming in the system, they said he puts up video game numbers. If you take video game numbers for the offense and even a mediocre defense, I think our defense is way better than that. But let's say
I think it's going to be more the other way around. I think, you know, I'm not looking for this offense. It, maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe it will be like Lincoln Riley year one. But, you know, it's possible. It's totally possible. But, you know, I'm thinking more we're going to have a really good defense again, and we're going to have a pretty good offense and okay. for this year. And if that's the case, that means we're going to win a lot of football games. Now, if we have a really good defense and a really good offense, then you can take those 7 wins and probably, you know, add 2 or 3 more. So – we'll see. I think he's made – I think John David Baker was a good hire. I think the OC – excuse me, the O-line coach was a really good hire. And the players we've brought in, I would like to see us – you know, had seen us be able to do a little bit more with the O-line. But in terms of receivers and quarterbacks, I like what we've done in the portal.
It's going to be fun. I can't wait. And obviously get your season tickets. We talking to Coleman Spain.
Tight ends also, even though we lost good one. We lost a good one. We brought in a good one too. A couple good ones.
Yeah, we're gonna be okay. It's crazy, but I feel very optimistic about our football program. Get your season tickets, 1-800-ECU, or you can simply go on to the website ecupirates.com, and you can shop and get your tailgate. You can get your tickets, and obviously tailgate anytime. They're at the stadium starting August 31st. Cannot wait. Looking forward to it. Kyle, do you have anything before we go? I know we run a little bit long, but great to have you on the show tonight. Sorry, I forgot the link. I just said, well, maybe I thought I'd sent the link. So thank you for messaging me. I forgot all about it.
Yeah, no problem. It's going to be a long summer waiting on football. Enjoy your summer. Like I said, we'll be in and out sporadically with shows. Stay tuned to social media. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, or X, as it's known now, wherever you listen to podcasts and for new content that we'll be putting out.
No doubt. I think this is season 6 ending for Extra Innings, presented by pgxgloves.com. Kyle, thank you to you. Thank you to Bubba. Thank you to Matt, everybody involved, all our great guests this season. And we're looking forward to 2025. In the meantime, football again, August 31st, as the Pirates take on and host Norfolk State. Cannot wait until next year for Extra Innings. I'm Dave Richmond along with Kyle Barber. We'll see you next time. Good night, everybody. And as always, go Pirates.
That concludes this week's edition of Extra Innings, presented by pgxgloves.com on the Sports Objective. Join us again next Sunday night as we will again talk East Carolina Pirate baseball. Be sure to follow The Sports Objective on social media. It can be found at The Sports OBJ on X, at The Sports Objective on Instagram and TikTok. Like and follow the show on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. When you subscribe, be sure to click the notification bell and all so you're alerted on your device anytime we go live or upload new content. As always, we appreciate you watching and listening to the show. Go Pirates!